Surah Al-Fath, which is in the 48th, which is the 48th Surah of the Noble Quran, in the 26th juz of the Noble Quran. The Surah broadly speaks about the pledge of Ridwan, the bay'ah to Ridwan, which took place when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had undertaken the journey of Umrah and wasn't able to do that, and he entered into a treaty with the Kuffar. Then when he returned home, there was the battle or the conquest of Khaybar, which was an easy one relatively to the previous expeditions. Many of the Munafiqeen wanted to join in that, but they were prevented. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only allowed the strong Muslims who had participated in the first expedition to be part of this expedition. In Khaybar, Allah had promised that the Muslims would attain lots of booty that they would take, and that became a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made other promises. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا. Allah had promised that you would get lots of spoils of war that they would take with relish, and the spoils of war that is mentioned was a sizable amount, fell into the hands of the Muslims at the conquest following the victory at Khaybar, and then in the rest of Arabia and the neighboring countries. All of that was part of the prophecy of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then furthermore, Allah also gave other promises. فَعَجَّلَ لَكُمْ هَذِي, gave that immediately to them. وَكَفَ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ, and he stopped the hands of people from you. And this refers to the unbelievers of Khaybar. In this battle, Allah did not allow them the opportunity to show much strength or force. Imam Baghawi rahimahumullah has mentioned that the tribe of Ghatfan was the ally of the Jews of Khaybar, and when it heard that the Prophet ﷺ marched against the Jews of Khaybar, it equipped itself with heavy armor to defend the Jews. But Allah infused terror into their minds, and they were worried that if they went forward, it was possible the Muslim army might attack their homes in their absence. And as a result, they got cold feet and did not have the courage to proceed further. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ وَلِتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah had done this as a sign for the believers, so the Muslims could understand the true power of Allah and also estimate their own position in His sight. They should also believe that the future promises of this nature that Allah had granted would become a reality. وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, and that He might guide you along a straight path. That was part of the promise of Allah, that Allah did this so that He guides you to the right path. That it is clarified that if you believe in the promises of Allah and have trust in His limitless power, you will be encouraged towards additional obedience and submission. That you know that what we're doing is the right thing, that Allah makes promises and Allah fulfills His promises. So what we're doing here, we are guaranteed success. Allah has also made other promises, wa ukhra, and another victory. The other victory that was to come was to be the conquest of Makkah. Lam taqdiru alayha, which has not come within your power as yet. Qad ahata Allah biha, it is under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah had already ordained that Makkah will fall into the hands of the believers. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا, and Allah has power over all things. And everything is under His control. In reality, in this world of cause and effect, the conquest of Makkah is the result of the very treaty of Hudaybiyah. Then moving further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then addressed the mu'mineen saying, وَلَوْ قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوَلَّوُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيَّ وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Had the unbelievers fought you, they would have turned their backs. Then they would have neither found any protector nor any helper. That had any battle taken place, you would have been victorious, while the unbelievers would have turned their back. So no one would have been able to rescue them from the calamity. No one should think that if they had support, they would have averted this. The wisdom of Allah demands that peace be made at present, and that Muslims benefit from the immense blessings. And this has been the system of Allah. Sunnat Allah allati qad khalat min qabl. Such has been the norm of Allah since before. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا, and you will never find the norm of Allah changing. When there is a clash between the people of the truth and the people of falsehood on decisive occasions, you'll always find the people of the truth are eventually made victorious, while the people of falsehood are defeated and vanquished. And this has always been the norm of Allah. And there's been no change and alteration in this norm of Allah. This has been the precondition. The people of truth should remain steadfast. And if they do that, they will be victorious. And when we look at that, this is the norm of Allah, the scholars say that you will never find the norm of Allah changing, to mean that no one can change the norm of Allah. In other words, no one else has the power to prevent something from happening which ought to have happened according to the norm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who had provided support to the believers. وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَ أَيْدِيَكُمْ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who restrained their hands from you. Kaffa aydiyahum ankum wa aydiyakum anhum, and restrained your hands from them. Bi batni makkata, in the valley of Makkah. The Arabic word used here is batn, which means the belly. In relation to the city, it refers to the center. However, in the present context, it is used for Hudaybiyah because of its close proximity to Makkah. And this in fact is in tune with the Hanafi viewpoint that some parts of Hudaybiyah are even included in the Haram. So Allah had restrained both parties. مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَظْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ, after He enabled you to overcome them. Thus Allah had granted the Muslims that opportunity. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا, and Allah sees all that you do. In other words, Allah Azza wa Jal sees the acts of mischief and their pardon and your tolerance towards that. These are those people, هُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَالْهَدْيَ مَعْكُوفًا أَنْ يَبْلُغَ مَحِلَّهِ. These are those very ones who disbelieved and barred you from Masjid al-Haram and prevented your sacrificial animals from reaching their destination. And as we spoke about, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had set out with the intention of performing Umrah, and it was the Kuffar of Makkah that prevented Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from reaching there and sent them back and wanted that they must come the next year. وَلَوْلَا رِجَالٌ مُؤْمِنُونَ وَنِسَاءٌ مُؤْمِنَاتٌ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ أَنْ تَطَعُوهُمْ فَتُصِيبَكُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَعَرَّةٌ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that had it not been for the fear of you trampling on so many believing men and believing women unknown to you, on whose account misery would have afflicted you unknowingly, so that Allah may admit you into His mercy, or may admit into His mercy whoever He wills. So that would have been embarrassing, that if the Muslims had to go ahead and attack Makkah, and there were Muslims within Makkah, and you would have killed them with not knowing who they are, that would have been a major crime. That would have been something that would have embarrassed you, it would have been a shame. So that is why Allah had held back the Muslims from attacking Makkah at this point. There were Muslim men and women in Makkah who were oppressed and subjugated. The Muslims of Medina did not know fully who they were. Had the battle ensued, these Muslims of Makkah would have been unknowingly trampled upon. And had this danger not been present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have issued an order to fight immediately. But had this fight taken place, then, and you found out later that these were Muslims that you may have trampled upon, that would have saddened you greatly to know that you may have killed a Muslim. So the kuffar would have also turned and said, look, those Muslims do not even leave their own type. They devour their own type, and that is the worst type of humiliation. لِيُدْخِلَ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَى, so that Allah may admit into His mercy whomever He wills. لَوْ تَزَيَّلُوا لَعَذَّبْنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And if they had to slip, had the believers stood aside, we would have inflicted a painful punishment on the unbelievers. That if the unbelievers were living separate from the Muslims in Mecca, and the Muslims weren't living there amongst them, then they would have seen a very painful punishment at that time, which would have affected all the unbelievers in Makkatul Mukarramah at that time. So these were important events in the history of Islam, events that brought about a great change, events that eventually led to the conquest of Makkah, and that is why it was so significant. Many of the prophecies of Allah became a reality, and it is for us to have full conviction in the prophecies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had informed us.